ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
Hare Krishna. So today we are going to read 7th canto, chapter 5, entitled Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, verse 52. Please repeat word. Dharmam artham cha कामं च नितरां च अनुपूर्वशा प्रह्लाद्य उच्यत राजन् प्ररिष्ट अनुवंतया च। धर्मं अर्थं च कामं च नितरां च अनुपूर्वशा प्रह्लादयोचितु राजन् प्रसीतानवतानय च। धर्मं अर्थं च कामं च नितरां च अनुपूर्वशा प्रह्लादोयुचतु राजन् प्रशीतान्वनताय च। धर्मम् अर्थं च कामं च नितरां चानुपूर्वशः प्रह्लादोयुचतु राजन् प्रशितान्वनताय च। धर्ममर्थं च कामं च नितरां चानुपूर्वशः प्रह्लादोयुचितो राजन् प्रशितान्वनताय च। धर्ममर्थं च कामं च नितरां चानुपूर्वशः प्रह्लादोयुचितो राजन् प्रसितान्वनताय च। धर्ममर्थं च कामं च नितरां चानुपूर्वशः प्रह्लादोयुचितो राजन् प्रसितान्वनताय च। धर्ममर्थं च कामं च नितरां चानुपूर्वशः प्रह्लादोयुचितो राजन् प्रसितान्वनताय च। धर्ममर्थं च कामं च नितरां चानुपूर्वशः
प्रह्लादोचितो राजन् प्रसितान्वनताय च धर्ममर्थं च कामं च नितरां चानुपुर्वश प्रह्लादाय चितो राजन् प्रसितान्वनताय च माताजी
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग धर्मम मंडेन ऑक्यूपेशनल ड्यूटी अर्थम इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट च एंड कामम सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन च एंड नितराम ऑलवेज च एंड अनुपूर्वश अकॉर्डिंग टू ऑर्डर और फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग टू द एंड प्रहलाद अंटु प्रहलाद महाराज उच्चतु दे स्पोक राजन ओ किंग प्रसृता हु वॉज हम्बल अवंताय एंड सबमिसिव च ऑल्सो अनुवाद ट्रांसलेशन परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद. शिल प्रभुपाद की जय. Translation. Thereafter, Sanjay Namarka systematically and unceasingly taught Prahlad Maharaj, who was very submissive and humble, about mundane religious economic development and sense gratification. Purport. There are four processes for human society, dharma, artha, kama and moksha, and they culminate in liberation. Human society must follow a process of religion to advance. And on the basis of religion, one should try to develop his economic condition so that he can fulfill his needs for sense gratification according to the religious rules and regulations. Then liberation from material bondage will be easier to attain. That is the Vedic process. When one is above the stages of dharma, artha, kama and moksha, one becomes a devotee. He is then on the platform from which he is guaranteed not to fall again to material existence. Yad gatva na nivartante. As advised in Bhagavad Gita, if one transcends these four processes and is actually liberated, one engages in devotional service, then he is guaranteed not to fall to material existence again.
Om ajnanati mirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो
एज वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम लास्ट फ्यू कपल ऑफ मंथ दिस सेवन कैंटो एक्चुअली फ्रॉम ऑल द कैंटोज दिस सेवन कैंटो is the canto where most of the description has been given for his devotee Srila Prahlad. As we are reading and we are very much near to the conclusion that Hiranyakashipu is asking Prahlad Maharaj, what you have learned. That time Hiranyakashipu, when he told that what you learned from school, the school has been run by Sanjay Namarka. They were the son of Shukracharya. And they are very loyal to Hiranyakashipu. Because Sanjay Namarka, they are son of Brahmana, Shukracharya. But as these are the symptoms in Kali Yuga,
Chutranam Vipravahi. The Brahmanas, they are just on the name of sect, thread. Nowadays, once you go, you know, Prabhupada used to give example, you know, the Thelawala. And they also wear threads, Brahman threads. And they are doing, you know, all this laboring work, hard labor work. Brahmana means Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. So, despite this son, the Namarka, they are the son of Shukracharya, who is a great sages. And even in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna described about the all intelligence, I am the Shukracharya. Shukracharya, he is a Niti. And so they are the son of Sunday Namarka, of son of Shukracharya. But despite of having a great fathers, they do not have the quality of Brahmana, because Brahmana never work, and they stay in their house. But this Sunday Namarka, they accepted Hiranyakashipu's palace, and they were staying there only and teaching Prahlad Maharaj all this materialistic education, where mundane religious, economic development, sense gratification, how to conquer other enemies, how you can politically you can defeat, how you can use sham, dam, danda, ved. These are the education, this materialistic Sunday Namark they were teaching. But actually this is not the real education. Real education is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. We have to love, we have to develop the love of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But on the other side, they were giving this all material education to Prahlad Maharaj. And they thought that Prahlad Maharaj will grasp very easily. And it happens actually, Sunday and Amarka were reciting the chapters of Sam, Dam, economic development, and how you can, what are the mundane religious. The Prahlad Maharaj was, you know, immediately he learned everything in a one hand only. So they were there, they were very happy that we got a very scholar disciple, Prahlad Maharaj. So they were very much inclined, you know, to tell Hiranyakashipu that, see, this is what we are teaching. Because of our teaching only, your son is so brilliant. But what happened? When Hiranyakashipu told Prahlad Maharaj that what you learn, so he told that Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Archanam, Mandanam. So the Sunday number got shocked that how you are, you learn all these things. And Hiranyakashipu also chastised Sunday Namarka. I am paying you so highly, and I am giving you lavish life. And on the other hand, what you are doing? You are teaching them my enemy's lessons, how to become devotee of my enemy Vishnu. So, if the same thing will continue, then your life will be in danger. So they were very afraid, and they asked Prahlad Maharaj that, we are teaching you mundane religion and economic development, how to do sense gratification. At that time when we took your exams, you take the mark out of 100, 200% mark. Even you add something yours. But when we represent you to your fathers for our promotion, that time you do what? Talking all the nonsense. See, why you are doing all these things? We have not taught you all these things. So please tell us. We will give you gulab jamun, rasgulla. We will give sweet items. And please tell us that who is teaching you all this? This Vishnu Bhakti. So Prahlad Maharaj said, I learned from womb of my mother only. And he gave a very nice example. That like magnet. Magnet is attracted towards the iron. The same way, my consciousness is automatically attracted towards the lotus foot of Vishnu. And they said, see, we are giving you a chance. Like, if you want to conquer enemy, then you use Sam, Dam, Ved. Then last, Dand. So they give material allurement, and then they try to, you know, put some fraction between he they described how Vishnu is cheater and he is not actually what you are thinking. The powerful personality is the Hiranyakashipu, and you saw his power with his power only. Now they are making Prahlad Maharaj very, you know, afraid that you see this sun. Even if Hiranyakashipu tell sun you don't rise, then sun don't dare to rise. So he has such a power. Even the ocean, if Hiranyakashipu just glance his eyes towards the ocean, ocean personified gods, they comes and they pay homages and they started glorifying Hiranyakashipu, and they were giving valuable jewels to Hiranyakashipu. This was the power of your father, your divine father. So why you are, you know, looking for this Vishnu? So please worship Hiranyakashipu. He is the only God and he will give you enough opulent, enough but sense and gratification. But still Prahlad Maharaj was fully absorbed. And then still Prahlad Maharaj did not understand, then started all the persecution, all the troubles, harassment. Prahlad Maharaj has been thrown from the mountain, he has been thrown in the fire. Even his mother himself, mother, she gave poison to Prahlad Maharaj. But why this chapter is called saintly son? Because Prahlad Maharaj has all the saintly qualities. Pitikshva karunika suhidram sarvadehinam ajata shatravashanta sadhuva sadhubhushanam. Ornament of the saintly person. All the Prahlad Maharaj has. In Padma Puran, there was a explanation of what is the vision of a devotee. So Prahlad Maharaj has been asked by Narad Muni that, oh Prahlad, you have been thrown in the fire. You have been given poison. Even you have been thrown from the mountain. But why still you are not afraid? Then Prahlad Maharaj said that when they were putting me in the fire, that time I was thinking, this fire, because Vishnu's one name is a yajna. So this fire is a sacrifice, is a tongue of a Vishnu, from where Vishnu is taking all the offerings. So this fire I saw that this is the tongue of my Supreme Lord and he wanted to taste me. So that's why I jump in the fire. And I always meditate on the Lord Vishnu. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then they ask, okay, they gave you poison. Even when Kayadu, because Hiranyakashipu was frustrated, he said, why this Prahlad is, you know, so arrogant and everybody is, you know, accepting my supremacy. But this Prahlad is my own son, appears in my dynasty, but he is not accepting me. So Hiranyakashipu, in the ahead you will, that verse is there. He said, if there is a disease in the limbs of our body, so it's better if that disease is increasing, so that body should, that part of the body should cut. The same way Hiranyakashipu thought that this Prahlad is a great thorn and disease in our dynasty, so better to kill him. So to kill him, he tried various processes, but he could not got success. So he thought, at least I can tell Kayadu that please you give him poison. See, Kayadu also told that don't do all these things. No, I don't want to give poison to my son. But then Hiranyakashipu said, no, you have to choose either Prahlad or me. For my sake, you have to give poison. Then Kayadu said, okay. So then Kayadu invited Prahlad and Prahlad said, son Prahlad, today I brought for you poison. Because your father told me that if you don't give him Prahlad poison, then I will leave. So I don't lose your father Hiranyakashipu. So better you drink this poison. So that time Prahlad Maharaj consciousness, what was? Prahlad Maharaj told that this poison is a came from where? When there was churning of ocean, what came first? Lakshmi. And first poison, then Lakshmi. So they, while churning the ocean, these two things came simultaneously, Lakshmi and poison. So poison and Lakshmi, they are both brother and sister. So how? Because I am a devotee of Vishnu, Narayan, and his consort is Lakshmi. So Lakshmi and Narayan, and poison is a relative. So how he can harm me? See, this is what the consciousness. And third, he said, okay Prahlad, you have been thrown from the mountain. So what was consciousness here? He said, that time, when Hiranyaksha, he thrown the Mother Earth into the water, Garbhavaksha water. So Mother Earth prayed to Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu came in the form of Vara, and he lifted. So Vara got married with Mother Earth. So they are husband and wife. And I am the son of Mother Earth. So when this Sunday number ka throw me from the mountain, how my Mother Earth will tolerate that I am a devotee of Vishnu? And if someone can throw me, and if I injured, then what will Mother Earth think? So that is why Mother Earth hold me. And that is why I could not got any injuries. So this is what the consciousness, when a devotee, he face any fear. Like Karmi people, when they saw rose, so they think, see what kind of God has made, you know, this rose and there is thorn. So this is not proper management. There is not good, you know, sign of thorn in the rose. But devotee see that, oh, Krishna is so kind. In the thorn also he created rose. So in the Prahlad Maharaj, this episode, we can learn how the devotee's consciousness is. Always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And he was waiting in the, after the verse, Prabhupada write a very nice purport. He said, Prahlad Maharaj's mood is to spread the Krishna consciousness. So this is what our mood, to spread the Krishna consciousness. Even there was a lunch break in the school. Now all children started going to play. But Prahlad Maharaj inviting everyone, please come. And he was giving them nectar of instruction, that what actually this human form of body is meant for. And these are the sons of not a Brahmana. They are the sons of a demon. And what is their food? Their food was full of non-vegetarian. And that also they give the class food. What was the class food? They don't give the meat of the common animals. They give the meat of the Brahmanas. They drink the blood of the Brahmanas. They were such a horrible person. In that, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching them that what is Krishna consciousness, what is the importance of life. And with the Prahlad Maharaj purity, all these demon sons, they became devotee. They also started chanting. They also started dancing. So this is the mood of a devotee. Mood of the Prahlad Maharaj. And we are in the divine disciplic succession where Prahlad Maharaj also come in our lines. Narad Muni. Narad Muni is such a great sage. He told demigods that please don't kill Kayadhu. Because these demigods, they are very afraid. They thought that Hiranyakashipu is performing austerity. And with that, he is going to create havoc. So we cannot control Hiranyakashipu, so better we can take his wife and kill his child. But then they thought, we will give the opportunity to come child out from the womb, and then we will kill. So see, these demigods, they have little sense that they at least believe that at least child should come out. But nowadays demon, they are such a horrible state that they kill the child in the womb only. It is said every fourth child, one child is been killed in the mother womb only. In the China, people, they take the flesh, even many of the countries. This is what, and in the Bhagavatam also, in 12th canto described, that people will eat human being only. So these demigods, why they have, they told Kayadhu that we will kill your child because your husband Hiranyakashipu is performing severe austerity and he is going to create havoc. So this child in your womb, he also be the great demon. He will become great demon and he will also overpower us. So better at least we'll manage one demon, not another demon. In that time Narad Muni came, and Narad Muni, he advised all demigods. So see what you are going to do. This is the will finish all the demigods if you kill Prahlad Maharaj. You don't know Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad is a great Mahabhagavat. And just by one word, Narad Muni, this demigod immediately released. So this is what a faith of a saintly person. His word. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And devotee has faith. But nowadays, from outside, we said, you please chant Hare Krishna and you read books. They said, Swamiji, we don't have time. And so demigods, they have a faith on word of the saintly person. And what they did then? Then they circumlocute the Kayadhu. And they pay obeisances to Prahlad Maharaj and they all leave. They have full firm faith that this Prahlad Maharaj is going to save us. And when demigod also approach Vishnu that this is what the Hiranyakashipu is creating terror, havoc, he captured the Indraprastha, our Indrasan. So that time Vishnu told demigods that see, unless and until Hiranyakashipu is starting harassing and creating trouble to Prahlad Maharaj, until that I cannot come. And Hiranyakashipu knew one thing, that Vishnu is easily get agitated when you kill Brahmana and cows. That is why this verse is very recited. Namo Brahmane Devaya, Go Brahmane Chayate, Jagadhitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namanama. And also Kamsa, he also knew. See, all demons, they are not like, you can say demons means big thorns and big teeth. Demons, they are mentality, demonic mentality. And this Kamsa also, he knew. These demons, they knew all the Shastras, Puran, everything. But they take the wrong thing from them. That. So this Kamsa also, when he got prophecy that eighth son of Devaki is going to kill you, immediately he called all his demonic friends and told that you first and foremost thing, you kill cows. And second thing, kill Brahmanas. Because from cow, what we get? Milk. And from milk, butter. And that butter is used for sacrifice. And who is going to do sacrifice? Brahmana. So if Vishnu will not get his offerings, then immediately he will be worried. But then, when Hiranyakashipu started troubling Prahlad, creating havoc towards Prahlad. Vishnu said, Vishnu has come in the form of Narasimha. So these all things knew demigods. So that is why they release Kayadhu. And then Narad Muni started instructing to Kayadhu, pure nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. But what happened? Kayadhu was listening inattentively. But Prahlad in the womb, he was very peacefully hearing, very, you know, pin drop attention. He was hearing all the nectar of instructions given by Narad Muni. And result, when Kayadhu gave the birth to Prahlad, because of association, Kayadhu forgot all the instruction which Narad Muni gave. But because very attentively heard instruction from Narad Muni, Prahlad Maharaj, he did not forget. So over here Prabhupada write, there are process for human society, dharma, artha, kama and moksha, and try to culminate in liberation. So normal people, those who want to go to heavenly planets, they follow this dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But Prabhupada writes again, human society must follow the process of religions to advance. And the basis of religion, one should try to develop his economic condition so that he can fulfill his needs for sense gratification according to the religious rules and regulations. So we have to advance economically also. But how? To follow the rules and regulations. So that is why other Puranas are given, where you can follow some of the injunction and please the demigods and get some benediction and sublime your life. You can live very peacefully. But how? To follow the rules and regulations. But nowadays, in the name of modern civilization, what is happening? They do not follow the rules and regulation. And that is why what happened? Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Yasastram vidhi mustrijya vartate kamakarata na sa siddhim na apnoti na sukham na paramgati. Despite of following all the rules and regulation of the sastras, why they are not getting success? Why they are not happy? Because they act according to their own whims. As Prabhupada, he was in London. So one person asked, Swamiji, why you came here? He said, I came here to create a Brahmana. He said, Swamiji, I want to become Brahman. I said, what I need to do? He said, you have to do four regulative principles. First is no meditating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. He said, Swamiji, it's impossible. Swamiji said, I have not come here to compromise. So, unless and until you will not follow the rules and regulation, there will be no progress towards that stage of transcend. This is what Prabhupada said over here. Then liberation from material bondage will be easier to attain that. That is the Vedic process. When one is above the stage of dharma, artha, kama and moksha, there is dharma, some material benefits, we have hidden motive while following dharma. But in Bhagavat, Bhagavat is speaking about paro dharma. Save pumso paro dharma yator bhakti radokshaje. Ahetu kya pratitya yatatma suprasiddhiti. So dharma is the actual dharma is we have to develop the love of Godhead. Love for Vishnu. Love for Krishna. Unless and until we don't reach that dharma, that we will not attain the stage of transcendence. Transcendence means we are above three modes of nature. And also Prabhupada said, when one is above stage of dharma, artha, kama, moksha, one becomes a devotee. This devotee means Vishnu Bhakta. Devotee, those who obey the Vishnu. And demons, they do not obey. Sura and Asura. So how you become devotee of Krishna? When you come across above this four stage, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. That is why it is said, unalloyed devotion service. He is then the platform from which he is guaranteed not to fall again to material existence. Yad gatva na nivartante. This material existence is full of misery. This is what described in Bhagavad Gita also. Budukhalayam ashashvatam. This material misery is always ahead. But for a devotee, they accept as a blessings of Krishna. This old age, this disease, they take as a acceptance. They accept. But these karmis, when they become old, they don't accept. They do hydra and all this. They don't want to accept the truth of the material world. But devotees accept and they are thinking, now we are going towards stage of yad gatva na nivartante. Because devotee knows that what is their destination. But on the other hand, this so-called mundane religious, economic development, sense gratification, if they indulge in that, they do not know what is their destination. So this is why it is said, life is preparation, death is examination. We all have to appear one exam. Whether we skip our SSC exam or HSC exam or BCAM or PhD or so and so, we can give repeat also. But there is one exam you cannot repeat. That is called death. But we are so fortunate that we got every day opportunity to prepare for this exam. That is 2 hours chanting. And what is consciousness while chanting? How we are chanting? That is the main important. That is the Lord Krishna said, Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Prabhupada gave a very nice example that one person, he got retired and he gave his son 2 lakh rupees and said, son, I am going to Vrindavan. Please send everyone 200 rupees. So what is the percentage? He surrender to Lord Krishna. So this is why when we chant Hare Krishna, what is our consciousness? And that is the only our consciousness when we die. When we leave our body, that the only consciousness will be there. So that is why by the Acharya's mercy, we got this opportunity to every day give exams. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this chanting of Hare Krishna, how you develop? By hearing. How Prahlad he has attentively hear from Narad Muni. And he developed a taste. The same way when we chant also, sometimes devotee also said, Prabhuji, I am not getting taste. So, what should I do? But at least we should continue to chant. At least 16 rounds minimum. Radha Govind Maharaj was giving very nice example regarding chanting, that one security guard, he was doing his duty, but he was feeling sleepy on his duty. But still he was trying his duty. So, at the month he got his salary. But then security guard thought, okay, I want to do my duty, so let me sleep in my home and I will do my duty with my mind. So, is he eligible for salary? No. The same way, when we chant Hare Krishna every day, 16 rounds, Lord is seeing our efforts. How much we are trying. And the day comes, like magnet, he has been attracted with iron very easily. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Even though we don't get taste, but still, we have to chant. chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Like a jaundice person, he did not get the taste of sugarcane juice. But still, if you can try, once he got cure, he get the taste for sugarcane juice, sugarcane candy. So this is what our situation, we are all disease, in disease condition. But Prahlad Maharaj is exemplary, sending example as a Mahabhagavat. So Prabhupada said, we should follow the Prahlad Maharaj. So how we can follow Prahlad Maharaj? By showing our sincerity towards the serving this movement. Prabhupada gave various opportunity to serve this movement, like Shastra injection is Kirtanya Sadahari. So one time Prabhupada disciple asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I want to go to Radhakund and chant 64 noun. Want to become Babaji." Prabhupada said, "Although there is Shastra injection Kirtanya Sadahari, but I know you cannot do that. That is why I gave minimum 16 rounds and throughout the whole day service. So in that service also, if you chant very seriously 16 rounds, then throughout the whole your service, you remember Krishna. But you are doing service, but you are not remembering Krishna. It means you have not chanted your rounds properly. So these are the results, how you have chanted attentively. You will remember every day. While you are doing book distribution also, you will remember the Hare Krishna Mahamantra will continuously go in. Sometimes I distribute books, but I am not remembering Krishna. So I understood that this is what, you know, today, hodgepodge chanting. But still, if you are chanting, Krishna will take care. Because Krishna said, Neha Bikramanasosti Pratyayana Vidyate. That even a little bit service also, Krishna is appreciate. Because we are all sitting, those who are here, they are not ordinary person. See, outside people are just roaming here and there, just for the sake of two-time meals. Because they don't have faith. I was hearing, I was doing Govardhan Parikrama, at that time I saw the Tribhuvannath Prabhu's Pushpa Samadhi. So immediately one devotee told me that, "Prabhuji, you know Tribhuvannath Prabhu?" I said, "No." He said, "He was the first devotee, he was the devotee where he, at the age of 70 he joined Krishna consciousness. And when their parents were looking for him, and at the age of 18, after 1 year, they saw in the TV television, he was interviewing. He was this time Bhaktivedanta Maran, what is Sanatan Dharma and all. So he did not consider that, okay, Prabhupada, my age is 17, let me study, complete my graduation, NIT, PhD, whatever, and then I will join. Immediately they joined. Why? Because Prabhupada purity. See this Prahlad Maharaj, one step reaching this Naradhama, these people, they started chanting. So the same way, we also have a good opportunity to associate with Srila Prabhupada and this his disciple and nice devotees. But how we take his association, that is the important. Prabhupada disciple, Guru Kurva Prabhu, he was such a exalted soul that once one devotee asked that, "Guru Kripa Prabhu, how you serve so enthusiastically to Srila Prabhupada?" Because when there was construction of Vrindavan temple, so that time Prabhupada was bit, you know, worried that from where fund will come, because construction should not be stopped. So then Prabhupada bit worried, so Guru Kripa Prabhu, he was Swami at that time, he came to know that my spiritual master is in anxiety. So what the use of, I am his disciple and I should ask him. So he asked Prabhupada, "Can I serve you?" So then he came to know from that Prabhupada has this anxiety to finish the Vrindavan work. So at that time he was preaching in Japan. So he sent $10,000 to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was very happy that at least some other fund is coming. So then Prabhupada asked, "Who is sending?" He said, Guru Kripa Swami. So then Prabhupada told that, "Tell him to send $20,000. So Guru Kripa Swami sent $20,000. Prabhupada said, "Tell him $30,000. So he said, "$30,000. He sent $30,000. Now Prabhupada said, send $50,000. He said, $50,000. He said, send again. So then Prabhupada asked, what they are doing? Just check. So then they come to know that from morning 7 to night 11, they do book distribution. So this is what enthusiasm for serving Srila Prabhupada. And how they got enthusiasm? By associating with Srila Prabhupada. And we are all also very fortunate soul. We got opportunity to associate with Srila Prabhupada, to come to know who is Srila Prabhupada by his disciple. And Prabhupada said, I will remain alive in my books. Prabhupada said, books are the basis. Preaching is essence. Purity is the force. So books, as we are very near to the marathon, so that's why I requested Chakravarti Prabhu. So let me, I want to speak. So books is, Prabhupada books is not ordinary books. Whomsoever get contacted with Srila Prabhupada books, he will definitely, Prabhupada said somewhere, if he line one word also, he will get Krishna Prem. But Prabhupada books is not ordinary. Even my experience is that many people, they are calling us that, Swamiji, we want more books. Yesterday one person, he was near the bookstall around 9 o'clock, and he told, I want Marathi Bhagavatam. I said, from where you got? He said, from bus I got Bhagavatam. So now I want to read more Bhagavatam. Is there any other canto after 7th canto came? I said, no, not yet, we have released. So just by reading books, he came to Juhu temple just for buying. So Prabhupada told always that just simply push on book distribution, your all needs will be fulfilled. And we are also seeing how the people's life got changed. Because nowadays people don't have time. When we give them books, they say, no, I don't have time. So we gave them reason, because Vishnu Bhakta Bada Chatur. We gave them, you know, we also gave them technique, you know, to give them books. We said, okay, you distribute your friends. They say, no, I don't have any friends. Then we say, okay, you distribute your enemy. You give your relatives. But at least you please distribute these books. And then we recite this verse. Those who distribute this knowledge, they are the most dear to Lord Krishna. Because this world is transcendental. The power has come from disciplic succession. Because Krishna spoke, Ye idam paramam guhyam mad bhakti abhidyasati. Bhakti mai param kurta mam visheshamse. And they are taking. But we should not feel morose. When I started first book distribution, I was a bit hesitant. My first service in ISKCON, while coming in Krishna consciousness, was book distribution. Because I like somehow or other this distributing message of Krishna consciousness. So I was very shy, you know, whether to give or not to give, or to whom, what to say, what not to say. But when you read Prabhupada books, you become bold. How they associate Prahlad Maharaj and they become Krishna conscious. See, this ring has been giving confirmation. The Prabhupada said that I have only one anxiety, that my disciples are not reading my books. Prabhupada many places said that I have written this book first for my disciple. So the more you are associating with Srila Prabhupada, more you become bold. And once you go out, people will see how you are spiritually enlightened. And just by seeing your enthusiasm, people will take the books. But because we are just distributing books, but we are not reading books, what happens? We do not get that strength. Even by carrying books, that is also a very great fortune. By touching books also a great fortune. But if we read, then we can explain also immediately what this book says. And we also said, I am also reading these books every day. So Bhagavad Gita, Gita marathon is coming. Bhagavad Gita, what is Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is the transmission to speak to Krishna. If you want to converse, if you want to talk to someone, then mobile is required. The same way, through with the Bhagavad Gita, you can speak with Krishna. You can say, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in South India, one Brahmana, he was reciting the verses of Bhagavad Gita. But he was somehow other, could not be able to read properly. And all the other people, they were laughing. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this, he is reading Bhagavad Gita. He said, oh, you are reading, but you are not so much learned to pronounce properly. He said, yes. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why you are crying? He said, I am seeing Krishna. He became charioteer of Arjuna. That's why I am crying. So magnanimous Krishna's this quality. And Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita that Bhavami Mam Chiran Partha Aham Mrityu Samsara Sagarat. This ocean of material existence, I will help my devotees to cross from this. Even at the time of leaving our body, if we could not remember Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I will personally pick up him. So this is very good opportunity to become dear to Lord Krishna, and we are in the line of this preaching mood. Prabhupada is waiting to get charge again, all of us, so that we can continue book distribution. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj said that Maya marathon is a 365 days. So why not our marathon is 365 days, but at least 1 month, that is December. So good opportunity to become dear to Lord Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came just for this reason, for preaching purpose, and we can say anyone, when giving books, we can say please chant Hare Krishna. If we can, I was attending seminar of book distribution. So he said, please take their date of birth, their contact, and then do the follow-up, invite them for, even if we follow them properly or regularly, then this is the bomb. Prabhupada said, my books is the bomb, time bomb. It's going to blast. But if we follow properly, regularly, then chances is that bomb get blast very early. So this divine opportunity is there. We should take seriously, and you all bless me so that I can also do this marathon book distribution. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Bhaktaraj Srila Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.